the rest of the story. Johnny Gordon was a young man less than $1 from dead broke. 92 cents was all he had in his pocket. So, Johnny stuck his thumb out over an August hot California highway and hoped for the best. It was an interminable time, trudging and thumbing before a car stopped, and the man inside rolled down the window, and the voice from the shadow said, "Where are you headed?" Johnny shrugged and said, "Just down the road a piece." The driver said, "Get in." The driver was 60-ish, casually dressed. Slowly the two traded information. "I'm Johnny Gordon," the hitchhiker said. The driver's name was Herb. "I'm going to San Francisco," Herb said, and Johnny said, "That's fine with me." "What are you going to do when you get to San Francisco?" Herb asked, and Johnny thought for a moment. He was kind of handy with cars. Maybe he could get a job as an auto mechanic. The two small-talked the rest of the way. It was shortly past noon when the city rose up around them. "You look as though you could use a meal," Herb said. Johnny nodded. The two stopped at a diner. Herb bought them lunch, and then afterward he did a rather remarkable thing. He took some cash out of his pocket, and he pressed a $100 bill into Johnny's hand. The young man was almost too astonished to hear what Herb said. What he did hear, however, he would recall forever. "I'm going to take a chance on you. You have an honest face." And then Herb took Johnny to a nearby filling station, an old Standard Oil station it was, and he said to the man in the garage, "Give this young man a job." And he did. And this is the rest of the story. Johnny quickly became an outstanding mechanic. Moreover, an outstanding employee. So outstanding, his admiring employer urged him on to bigger things. Within a year, the hitchhiker, with 92 cents in his pocket, had written $200,000 worth of policies for the Rocky Mountain division of the New York Life Insurance Company. Within a few years more, Johnny was head of that division. For two decades, John Waith Gordon corresponded with the man who had made it all possible. Enclosed in his first letter was a $100 repayment for what Herb had intended as a gift. And in his last letter was happy news about his wife and his daughters and his home. In every letter was his heartfelt gratitude to Herb, the motorist, for having made the difference in his life. A good investment, Herb would call it. And how? For once upon a time in August of 1933, a young man with pennies in cash and no prospects took a walk along a West Coast highway and got into the right car. And thereafter, all the years John Waith Gordon was a successful businessman, he kept on his desk a framed photograph of the reason, the godfather of his good fortune, who in the summer of 1933 just happened to be the recently retired President of the United States, Herbert Hoover. And now you know the rest of the story.